WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Senator Tim Kaine will visit the remote medical clinic that once each year provides free medical care for people in the Appalachians. That's happening this weekend. Authorities say dash cam video footage shows a Culpeper County man pointed a shotgun at deputies before they fatally shot him after a chase. And the debate over debates in Virginia's race for governor has begun. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 21st. Good morning.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Senator Tim Kaine will be among those visiting the remote area medical clinic in Wise County this weekend. A handful of Democrats are using the occasion to talk about health care. As the debate over the future of the ACA continues in Congress, Senator Kaine says he has visited the annual no-cost clinic in previous years and seen license plates from several close-by states.
It's not just Virginia, but West Virginia, too, and Kentucky and Tennessee and North and South Carolina. And I saw cars from Georgia and Alabama, and one year I saw a car from Oklahoma. So this is a huge and important opportunity one weekend a year for people who don't otherwise have health care.
Kaine, who is seeking re-election in 2018, is scheduled to visit the Ram Clinic today. He's also set to hold a health care rally in Roanoke on Saturday. Also, authorities say dash cam video footage shows a Culpeper County man pointed a shotgun at deputies before they fatally shot him after a chase. County Sheriff Scott Jenkins says deputies had been seeking 43-year-old Eric Wesley Clark after a report of a domestic assault Monday night. He says the deputies spotted a car matching Clark's and he led deputies on a chase for nearly 7 miles. Clark eventually stopped. Authorities say he got out, loaded a shotgun, and pointed it at the deputies, twice refusing instructions to drop the gun. That's when the deputies opened fire. Authorities say Clark died at the scene. As Virginia's candidates for governor prep for their first debate this weekend, there's some disagreement over how many more debates there should be. Democrat Ralph Northam has agreed to 3, but Republican Ed Gillespie is pushing for more. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopane reports.
This weekend, Gillespie and Northam will appear together in their first debate before November's election. Between now and then, Northam has accepted invites to 2 more, one in Northern Virginia in September and another in Southwest Virginia in October. In addition to those debates, Northam has also signed on to 7 joint appearances, ranging from a forum on the Chesapeake Bay to an event sponsored by the NAACP. But Republican Ed Gillespie says that's not enough. He's accepted invitations to 10 different debates. Uninvolved in the conversation is Libertarian candidate Cliff Hira. He hasn't been invited to any of this year's debates. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.
The internet has upended the recording industry, the newspaper industry, and the hotel industry. Now state regulators are looking at how to handle the latest industry to go online, cheap and easy, high-interest loans. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Payday loans in Virginia are capped at 36% annual interest. Car title loans are capped at 264% annual interest. But online, it's the Wild West, an unregulated space where lenders can offer 5,000% interest. Greg Porter with the Online Lenders Alliance says setting a cap would be a bad idea.
Usually if you cap interest rates, you're limiting access to credit. So we're for letting the market operate, and usually that gets the customer the best opportunity for market-based pricing.
But Jay Spear at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says those online lending companies are nothing more than loan sharks.
What the internet lenders are doing is only looking at whether they can collect on the loan. And they know they can collect because they get into people's bank accounts.
Earlier this year, lawmakers considered setting a cap for online loans and making them apply for a Virginia license. They ended up setting up a work group that's now meeting over the summer to determine what, if any, potential new rules they can all agree on. So far, industry leaders and consumer advocates are not agreeing on all that much. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Friday.